Let's take from verse 6 to verse 12.
Job chapter 1,
from verse 6 to verse 12. If possible, can we use NLT? Give us NLT. Let's see what happens there. Job chapter 1 from verse 6. One day, the members of the heavenly court came to present themselves before the Lord, and the accuser Satan came with them. Where have you come from? The Lord asked Satan. Satan answered the Lord, I have been patrolling the earth. Somebody say, patrolling the earth. Watching everything that is going on. That's the work of the devil. He patrols the earth, seeing what is going on in our families, in our lives, and everything. Verse 8, Bible says, then the Lord asked Satan, have you noticed my servant Job? He is the finest man in all the earth. He is blameless, a man of complete integrity. He fears God and stays away from evil. Next verse. Satan replied to the Lord, yes, but Job has good reason to fear God. Next verse. You have always put a wall of protection around him and his home and his property. You have made him prosper in everything he does. Look how rich he is. Verse 11. But reach out and take away everything he has, and he will surely cause you to your face. Verse 12. All right, you may test him. The Lord said to Satan, do whatever you want with everything he possesses, but don't harm him physically. So Satan left the Lord's presence. Now we will have continued to the end, but give us verse 20 to verse 22. Verse 20, Bible says, Job stood up and tore his robes in grief. Then he shaved his head and fell to the ground to worship. He said, I came naked from my mother's womb, and I will be naked when I leave. The Lord gave me what I had, and the Lord has taken it away. Praise the name of the Lord. The last verse says, in all this, Job did not sin by blaming God. Can somebody shout amen? As we continue, we look at the verses from verse 13 to verse 19. Anyone else read because of our time? Speaking on the topic, victory over spiritual attack. Victory over spiritual attack. I want to believe that by God's grace, we have a part two of this message, because we cannot exhaust everything this morning. Praise God. Be reminded that victory is the birthright of every true child of God. Be also reminded that victory is a gift from God to every believer through Jesus Christ. Also know that our faith is that which releases the blessing of victory upon our lives. So we said in the first service that our faith is that ATM that releases upon our life the blessings that God has for us, the blessings of victory. Let me also add by saying that victory is a mark of survival. Victory is a mark of survival. Is an evidence that you have survived both spiritually and physically. Nobody is declared a winner until he or she has been engaged in a battle. And I pray for you again as you, whatever battle you face this month, you will be announced the winner in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, I say you'll be announced the winner in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want us to know a few things as we continue, that as believers, we've been called into battle. And this battle is not a physical battle. Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 that our battle is not with flesh and blood. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers. Now see, those you are fighting with, Bible calls them evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. These are the forces we are engaging as we fight in this battle. The things that happen to us physically are things that we should first of all arrest or address them spiritually. Because of time, I want us to know a few things about spiritual attack. Facts to know about spiritual attack, and maybe I will just mention a few other things and we pray from there. Number one, spiritual attack is real. You don't need to experience it before you believe. Whether you've experienced it before or not, know that spiritual attack is real. You don't need to experience it before you believe it. Number two, spiritual attack does not respect your position. Yes, spiritual attack does not respect. You can be a boss, you can be a father, you can be a mother, you can be a pastor, you can be a member, you can be a worker in church. Spiritual attack does not respect your position. It only respects your relationship with God. Hallelujah. So don't say, because I'm a pastor, I cannot be attacked spiritually. Or because I'm a worker in church, because I sing in the choir, I cannot be attacked. No, the devil can attack anybody. I want to say this, that the more spiritual you are, the more you should expect attack from the devil. Because he will always come to test your standing with God. But I'm praying for somebody that in this service, you are victorious from any spiritual attack in the name of Jesus. Let me say this. You don't need to commit sin to expect spiritual attack. The devil faces or fights your destiny. The aim of every spiritual attack is not your person, or it's not your money, it's not your wealth, it's not your beauty, but it is your destiny. That's why sometimes you see a baby that is born from the mother's womb, that baby faces spiritual attack. Bible tells us that when Jesus was born, imagine Herod being against baby Jesus because he knew the destiny. The devil saw the destiny of Jesus. So most times, even as babies, even as a baby, you can face spiritual attack. So as mothers, as the case may be, as we grow up, we should have time to pray for our children. Because depending on their destiny, they may face spiritual attack from the womb. But I pray every attack that attacks babies in the womb, from wherever you are watching us, receive your victory in the name of Jesus. Spiritual attack does not give notice before it strikes. That's what you should know. Spiritual attack will not give you notice by saying, by next month I am coming, or on Friday. And give us verse 13 of that place you read. Verse 13, Bible says in verse of Job chapter 1, Bible says that one day the sons of Job were gathering. Job chapter 1 and verse 13. Please give us media. One day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting at the oldest brother's house. The next verse, Bible says, a messenger arrived at Job's home with this news. Your oxen were plowing with the donkeys, feeding beside them. Verse 15 says, when the Sabians raided us, they stole all the animals and killed all the farmhands. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. If you come, the Bible says that it was on the day they were feasting. I want to believe if they knew that they don't will attack that day, they will not feast, they will be fasting. But Bible said they were feasting and suddenly there was an attack. So as a child of God, know that the spiritual attack will not give you notice to say, I am coming on so day. I am coming on so. Anytime you are careless, the devil can strike. But I pray for you, whenever he strikes, receive your victory in the name of Jesus. Number four, spiritual attack is not a sign of being evil or sinful. Spiritual attack is not a sign of being evil or sinful. I said earlier, the more righteous you are, the more attack you should expect. Give us verse 8. Jesus or God gave the qualification of Job. This was a testimony that God gave about Job. Bible says, then the Lord asked Satan, have you noticed my servant? He was a servant of God. My servant Job. He is what? The finest man in all the earth. He is blameless. Imagine that. A man of complete words. A man of complete, not that alone, but also does what? Fears God and stays away from evil. That was the qualification that God, that was God's testimony about Job. But the Bible says that Job faced a spiritual attack. So you don't say, oh, when you see somebody being attacked, don't think that he's attacked because he's sinful or because he's the worst sinner. No. Even the righteous, the Bible says that the righteous man may fall 7 times, but one thing is sure, he will do what? He will rise again. Shout hallelujah. Number 5, spiritual attack manifests in forms of challenges and problems. One of the evidence of spiritual attack or its manifestation is in form of accidents, can be in form of challenges, maybe in form of problems of any kind. Every spiritual attack in a believer's faces is what God approved. But let me look at that in verse 19. Give us, if you look from verse 19, from verse 13 to verse 19, you will see that God, that the devil attacked them through the happenings of many people. From verse 13, Bible told us, sorry, from verse 13, the things that happened, Bible mentioned that they were feasting. Verse 14 says, when they were feasting, that a prisoner arrived at the home and told them a story of how the donkeys were stolen. So people's things missing. Your oxen were plying with the donkeys feeding beside them. Verse 15. The Bible says in verse 15, when the Sabians raided us, they stole all the animals and killed all the farmhands. I am the only one who escaped. So sometimes things missing in your life can be a sign of what? An attack. Sometimes seeing killings around your life can be a sign of attack. Verse 15 or verse 16 now, Bible mentioned other things that happened. It said, while we were still speaking, another messenger arrived with the news. The fire of God has fallen from heaven and burned up your sheep and all the shepherds. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. So some fire incidents can be a sign of what? Spiritual attack. Give us the next verse, verse 17. Bible also mentioned in verse 17, while he was still speaking, a third messenger arrived with the news. 3 bands of Chaldeans raided, have stolen your camels and killed your servant. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. Verse 18 says, while he was still speaking, another messenger arrived with the news. Your sons and daughters were feasting in their oldest brother's home. And suddenly, a powerful wind swept in from the wilderness and hit the houses on all sides. The house collapsed, and all your children are dead. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. I am praying for somebody. Whatever the attack will be, you will escape. Oh, I say you will escape in the name of Jesus. So bad news around your life can be a sign of spiritual attack. That was what happened to Job. Bible says all this thing happened in one day. Not in 1 week, in one day. Bible says while he was still speaking, another one came. So bad news around your life, bad happenings around your life can be a sign of spiritual attack. But the good news this morning is that God is the one who approves every attack you face. Can we shout hallelujah? God is the one who approves. Verse 12 led us to know that it was God that permitted the challenge that Job went through. Bible says, all right, God said to the devil, do whatever you want with everything he possesses, but don't harm him physically. I pray for somebody, whatever is the attack upon your life, you shall not be harmed in the name of Jesus. So the good is that it is God that approves whatever challenge you face. And one man said that God looks at the sizes of our sizes and give us problem. God will look at your size and qualifies the problem or approves the problem that comes to you. If God sees that you cannot bear that challenge, he will never allow that challenge to come your way. So as a child of God, know that whatever challenge God approves to come your way, he knows for sure that you can handle it. Hallelujah.
it up because he knows you can handle it. That is when he will approve it to come your way. And whatever challenge God approves to come your way is not permitted to kill you. And I pray for you again. Every challenge you face this year, none of them will kill you in the name of Jesus. Number six now, Satan is the brain behind every spiritual attack. The devil is the brain or is the source of every spiritual attack. Know that at the back of your mind as we go ahead, that the devil is the source of every spiritual attack. Forget about the person he's using. He can use anybody. He can use your best friend. He can use your neighbor. Sometimes he can even use your parents. He can use your closest friend to launch the attack, but the devil is the source of every spiritual attack. So, number seven, no spiritual attack approved by God. I said earlier, is permitted to kill us. Can you shout amen? Oh, can you shout amen? And I want to say this. Know for sure that every spiritual attack aims at your relationship with God. What the devil does when he brings the attack upon your life is to make you sin against God. That you can see from verse 8 to verse 11. That why the devil was attacking Job was to make sure that Job does not stand again with God. But I'm praying for you, no matter the attack of the devil, your stand with God will be intact in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 35, what shall separate us from the love of God? No matter what you are going through, know that there's a God that is by your side. There's a God that loves you, and that God is keeping you in the name of Jesus. Another thing the devil aim at when he attacks us is our integrity. Your integrity. Your moral stand with God. Your spiritual principles. Your sound character. Devil knows that you've been sound character-wise. He knows that you've been respecting God. And when he launches the attack, it's to attack that integrity. But I'm praying for somebody this morning. Whatever attack comes your way, may you stand in your place in the name of Jesus. So he wanted to attack in Job chapter 2 verse 9. Look at Job chapter 2 verse 9 to know that it was his integrity that was attacked. Job 2 verse 9 says, his wife said to him, are you still trying to maintain your integrity? Curse God and die. Whatever is coming your way is to see if you can still maintain your integrity. Oh, the devil knows that upon all that they've been doing, you have refused to say, you've been saying no to that evil relationship. You've been saying no to that affair. You've been saying no to every happening around your life. And the devil launched an attack to test that your integrity. But I pray for you, you will maintain your integrity. Oh, I say you will maintain your integrity in the name of Jesus. Quick, let me mention about two things. I have many of them, but just two things. What are the signs of spiritual attack? What are the signs? Number one, coldness or discouragement towards the things of God. When you discover that you are no longer on fire for God the way you used to be. Coldness or discouragement towards the things of God. When you cannot pray again the way you used to pray, is a time that there's an attack in your life. When you can no longer fast the way you used to fast, know that the devil is attacking your life. When you say, I'm not going to serve again in that unit because that brother insulted me. The devil is using that insult to attack you. When you say, let them sing in the choir, I don't want to sing again. They do as if they are the only one that can sing. The devil is using that incident to attack your life. So when you are no longer on fire for God, when you are not praying the number of hours you used to pray again, when you hear a voice saying, you've been praying too much, reduce the prayer to 30 minutes, reduce the prayer to 5 minutes, God will still hear it. It's a sign that the devil is beside you. But I'm praying for you. You are victorious in the name of Jesus. Number two, a strange desire to go back to your former life. A strange desire to go back to your former life.
can be a sign that the devil is attacking your life. Maybe you were once in one terrible sin and God helped you. You came out of that sin. But all of a sudden, sometimes you hear strange voices that will tell you, why not go back to that situation? You have tried a lot. Just go and taste a little again. Just go back to that person. It's a sign that the devil is attacking your life. There can be tragedy around your life. So when there are tragedy, regular and reoccurring tragedy is a sign of evil attack. There are other things I would have mentioned, but as God give us other time, we'll mention them. God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Sometimes signs of depression. You see somebody feeling that I feel that I should end my life is a sign of attack upon your life. You say, I have tried all I could. I'm not able to settle that issue. Let me just end this life and rest. It's a lie. You are not going to rest. When you end this life, you will meet God somewhere. God help us in Jesus' name. So discouragement or depression, the feeling to end your life before it's time, can be a sign of spiritual attack upon your life. There are other things that God can show you through dreams to show you that your life is under spiritual attack. There are many things that God can show you, but I'm not going to those things for you to know that your life is under an attack. I am praying for you. Whatever is the attack upon your life, receive victory in the name of Jesus. I say, receive victory in the name of Jesus. Let me round up by mentioning about four things. How do I achieve this victory over spiritual attack? Number one, no matter the attack over your life, never curse God and don't allow anything stop your services to God. No matter how the attack is upon your life, never curse God and never allow anything stop your worship of God. Bible says in verse 21 and verse 22 that in all that happened, Job did not curse God. Verse 21 said that Job did not sin against God. He said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will return. The Lord gave and the Lord take it. He said, praise the name of the Lord. Don't allow anything take your praise. Don't allow anything take your service to God. Don't allow anything attack your worship to God. Because it is in your worship that you have the victory. When you worship God, despite your challenges, you are telling the devil, the God I serve is bigger than that problem. But when you allow your problem to stop you from worshiping God, you are telling God, my problem is bigger than you. But I'm praying for you. No matter what happened, Bible says in verse 22, and in all this, Job did not sin by blaming God. I'm praying for you. No matter what you are going through in life, don't blame God. Please help me tell your neighbor, don't blame God. No matter what you go through, don't blame God. Can you shout hallelujah? Number two, to be victorious over spiritual attack, recognize and rely on the power of God over evil spirits. Recognize and rely on the power of God to overcome every power that is against your life. Because the Bible says the God we serve is the head of all principalities and powers. And Bible says that you are complete in him. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 and verse 10. Bible says you are complete. Colossians 2, verse 9 and 10. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in the human body. So you are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. Even the powers in your father's house, even the powers from your village, they are under the authority of Jesus. Bible says that he is their head. Without them, they have no power. So depend and rely on that power, and you will receive your victory in the name of Jesus. Number three, engage the word of your mouth. Engage the word of your mouth. In other words, God is waiting to hear what you are going to say when you are facing an attack. That's why the Bible says, when men say there's a casting down,
thou shalt say, there is a lifting up. Job 22 verse 28. Bible said, decree a thing and it shall come to pass. God is always waiting to hear what you are going to say when you are going through challenges. Please give us Job 13 verse 19, King James Version. Job 13, I think it should be verse 19. Job 13 and verse 19. Job 13 verse 19. Who is he that will plead with me? For now, if I hold my tongue, I will do what? Oh, the church doesn't see. The Bible says, who is he that will plead with me? For now, if I hold my tongue, I will do what? I shall give up the ghost. If you hold your tongue, the devil will overcome you. So no matter what you are going through, let the word of God be your declaration. Whatever you are facing, let the devil know that you have a word that can overpower that situation for you. A story was told of a lady that was the only one that survived an accident some years ago, a testimony in a church. And the story said, they were engaged in an accident, but this lady had a feeling. She had been fasting for some days because she had a feeling of death, some signs of death around her life. She was fasting. The story says, when they were on this journey, suddenly there was an attack. This girl has been saying, I shall not die. She was just saying that, even when she was in coma, the only thing she could say was, I will not die. That was what took her to the hospital. And while the doctor were ministering to her, they were telling God, let the word of this girl save her life. And after about 2 or 3 months, that girl left the hospital because of the declaration of her mouth. Can I say this to somebody? In the battle of life, if you lose your hand, don't lose your mouth. In the battle of life, it is the word of our mouth that gives us victory. So no matter what you go through, never allow the devil to say the last. Always allow the word of God to say the last in your situation. One man of God said, he said that thus says the Lord, that it is written, is greater than thus says the Lord. Whatever prophecy they will bring over your life, use the prophecy of the word of God to counter it. Because the written word of God is powerful than whatever prophecy somebody may give you. Depend on the word of God. May God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. The next thing I want to say is this. As a child of God, one of the things that will give you victory over spiritual attack, have a spiritual coverage over your life. Have a spiritual coverage over your life. In Luke chapter 22, verse 31, give us, I want to round off from that place now. Luke chapter 22, verse 31. Luke 22, Bible said, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. The next verse, Bible says, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Peter had a coverage over his life. And that was why the master was praying for him. That is the work. Can I say this? Having a spiritual coverage doesn't mean that you are in church. But have a relationship with your pastor. Have a relationship with your chaplain that can be a coverage over your head. Because most times, when something wants to happen to you, while you may be busy, God may reveal it to whoever is your spiritual covering. Some months ago, I was in the house and my spiritual father called me. Tell me, please come to my house with your family. We went there. He shared a revelation they had about us when they were praying. And they prayed over us. Few moments or few days, what they prayed over us was about to happen. But God gave us victory. Because what we did not know, who the person that God has used as a coverage over us, God revealed it to them. And they were able to pray us out of that attack. The spiritual coverage you have over your life can be a source of victory that God can use over your life. What you may not know, God may reveal it to us. A life story was told of a man of God, a senior man of God. Bible, the story let us know that he was having a function, and one day after the program, the spiritual father said, called to him, he said, as you are going back home today, go with some escorts. He said, Father in the Lord, but you don't have any escort. He said, please, God said, I should tell you, as you are going back home tonight, go with some escorts. Let those escorts be in your house for 2 days before you send them back. And the man of God obeyed the spiritual father. He said, as he went to church, he went back home that night, about 1 a.m., armed robbers attacked them. They began to shoot. And when they began shooting, they now knew that now the policemen in the house started shooting back. And that was what saved that man. They said, but we thought this man doesn't have escort. But God revealed it to the spiritual father. Our mother is here as our spiritual coverage. I want to say, have connect with her. Have a relationship. Let heaven know that she is your coverage. Praise God. It's not just being a member in church. Up till today, I still have members in my former church when I was in Eket. Before whatever happens to them, there are times I will just be praying and God will just bring the picture. I will pray for them. When I call them, they will tell you, Pastor, thank you for what you did. Your spiritual coverage can be a channel through which God can use to change your story. And they do this through prayers. So prayer is another weapon that God can use to take away the battle of spiritual attack. There are many things I would have said this morning, but I don't want to say because of our time. Prayer can take away every attack upon your life. No matter what happens in your life, don't fail to pray. Prayer is one of the weapons that God has given to us. Prayer is one of the weapons we can use to overcome the attack of the enemy. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Can I say that one of the ways to attack or to overcome spiritual attack, that's what we want to round up. Every spiritual attack should be attacked spiritually. I will explain that as we pray. Every spiritual attack you have, whatever you are going through, leave the agent, attack the devil. So put it this way, to overcome spiritual attack, attack the devil, not the human agent. If God uses your roommate to attack you, leave your roommate and attack the devil. Bible says that the enemy, in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, it said the devil is rolling about like a rolling lion, seeking who to devour. Bible says resist him. Resist him. Can I say this? The devil is the source of every spiritual attack, but he can use anybody. He can use fire. He can use your neighbor. He can use your friend. He can use quarrel. He can use misunderstanding of any kind to attack you. So when you are attacking the devil, when you are attacking that attack, leave whatever he is using. Attack the devil. Let me end up with this illustration. Now, if there's an accident between the driver and the vehicle, who will the policeman arrest? Oh, somebody talk to me now. Somebody was driving a car. Between the car and the driver, who will the policeman arrest? Who jammed the person? So why are they arresting the driver? Somebody shout hallelujah. The devil can use your friend as the car, as the vehicle, but he's the driver of your friend. The devil can use anything as a vehicle, but he's the one behind it. So if you arrest the car, which is your friend, you leave the devil, he will attack you again. But if you decide to leave the vehicle and arrest the devil, who is the source, you have victory over that attack because he's behind. That's why sometimes, after your friend may have done whatever he did, when the devil leaves him, he'll say, I am sorry. Was I the one that did that thing? Because he was manipulated by the devil. So to overcome spiritual attack, always attack the devil and leave the agent he's using. Let's stand to our feet. We are going to be praying this morning about 3 or 4 prayer points, and I'll hand over the mic. There's a God that can give you victory over every form of spiritual attack. There are many things I would have said,
But because of our time, I'm trying to be snappy so that we can pray and leave. There's a God that is above every power. Can we sing, reign Jesus, reign?
One more time. Reign, Jesus, reign.
Reign, Jesus, reign.
Yes, in
reign.
Reign,
Jesus, reign.
In my life, you are the King of Zion.
God, reign in my life this morning. Tell him, Father, reign in my life over every spiritual attack. It is God that reigns. He reigns in all the face of men. He reigns spiritually and he reigns physically. We don't tell God, Father, thank you for the victory we have this month over spiritual attack. Open your mouth, pray and talk to God. Can somebody pray? Tell God, thank you. 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 For I know you are the only God that can overcome every spiritual attack in my life. Thank God for victory over spiritual attack. Tell God, thank you. Tell God, thank you. Tell God, thank you. Open your mouth. Tell him, Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Can you say, oh God? Please shout with me, oh God. In this our month of victory forever, every source of spiritual attack over my life, as I clap my hand to pray, let them scatter in the name of Jesus. Clap your hand and pray. Bible says, surely they will gather, but not by me. Whoever shall gather against you, my Bible says, they shall scatter for your sake. Somebody pray. Wherever they gather against my life, wherever they gather against my academics, wherever they gather against my destiny, whoever the devil will use, scatter, scatter. Oh, somebody pray. Somebody pray. Whatever the devil may use, victory over every attack. Victory over every manipulation. Pray, 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 pray. Father, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Can you say, oh God, every source of my spiritual attack, every source of spiritual attack over my life, over my family, scatter in the name of Jesus. Pray and say, Father, every altar that is strengthening the spiritual attack, in the name of Jesus, as I clap my hand to pray, let that altar catch fire. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, pray. Every power, every altar that is servicing,
that attack over your life. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. No attack will kill me. No spiritual attack will kill me. I refuse to die. I refuse to die. Bible says I will not die, but I will live to declare the works of the Lord. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Hey, pray, pray, pray. Pray, 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 pray. I want to pray for three set of people. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. If you are here and you've been sensing some signs of attack over your life, the first people I want to pray for, people that have been serving God before, but as if your fire for God is going down, please, if you don't mind, you can walk to the altar. You know you've been praying, you've been serving God, you've been praying well. But for the past 1 or 2 weeks, it's as if that fire for prayer is not there again. Please come forward. The fire is not there. Sometimes you feel discouraged. I don't feel like serving God again. There's somebody here, I don't know who you are, but you left a certain unit because somebody said something against you, or somebody said something that offended you. If you are in this house, please come to the altar. You left that unit from serving. Maybe you used to sing, but you left that unit because they said something, or the leader said something, and you left. Please join us on the altar. King of Zion, King of Zion,
you that's by your bread, Jesus.
One of the ways that God shows us that there's an attack over our life, in your dream, this week you saw masquerades pursuing you. Masquerades. Please, I don't want everybody to come out, but you are specific that you saw masquerade pursuing you in the dream this week. Please come forward. Somebody was pursuing you with a knife or a machete. Please come forward.
Hello, shut up, Alada.
King of Zion, King of Zion, you that your reign.
The last thing we want to pray for, you are in the house and just of recent, you've been having some strange fear you cannot explain. You see that it's as if you are afraid, fear of the unknown. That house, you feel like you cannot stay again in that apartment, you can't stay again in that room. You always face fear. Please come forward, because there's a God this morning that wants to take away that thing from you. Please, it's not for everybody, but some set of people. Oh, somebody here, I pray for you. That attack over your academics, Holy Spirit, help me. There's a brother here. Today is Sunday. When you went back from the miracle service on Friday, you had a dream between Friday and today. You saw yourself using your former school uniform. Please come to the altar. You saw yourself in your former school, that's your secondary school now, Please come forward. It's a sign of attack on your academics. You saw yourself writing your last exams, the exams in your secondary school. Please come forward. It's a sign of backwardness. God is going to take that thing away from you this morning. As you come to the altar, please pray. I don't have time to talk to you individually, but is there a serious attack on somebody's academic? You saw yourself writing your previous exams, your secondary school exams. There's a God that is going to cancel that handwriting upon your life. As you come to altar, pray. Just pray. Whatever is that attack, tell God, I come to this altar. I link this altar with the altar of heaven. Father, every spiritual attack over my life, that attack ends now. Pray. God is here. King of Zion.
King of Zion.
Judah's lion. Judah's
lion.
For the last time now.
In the altar and those standing, please lift your hands up. Oh, the Holy Spirit is taking me to somebody's family now. I don't want to go there, but just tell God, I stand in my family. I just see yourself in the spirit realm. Go into your father's compound. Go into your village. Kadabo Shadaba. The attack that is coming from your father's house, you want to arrest that attack now. Hey, between now and Friday, something would have happened. But tell God, I visit my root. I visit my father's house. I visit my family. Lord, every attack that want to happen, Kado Shadabada. Hey, Akabo Shadabi. Stand and begin to pray. If you can pray in the spirit, open your mouth and bless in the spirit. I go into my family. I go into my family. Oh God. Fire. If you cannot pray, just shout fire. 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 In my father's house, where I came from, I enter that compound. I enter that altar. Fire. 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 Fire! Fire! Pray! Let them release! Release me! Release my destiny! Release my academics! Release me! Shada da 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 da! Let da 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 da! Rada gabada da ba gada bada! I stand in the ground! I decree and declare! Yes, God! Yes, God! Victory, victory. King of Zion, we say. King of Zion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mommy, I don't know how you are going to do this. Please, first year students. Mama, when is matric? Eh? Please, ma, I don't know how you're going to do it, but before their matriculation, As many as can that are members of this chapel, let them have a day to pray, maybe in the evening, even if it's for 1 hour, or for 30 minutes, or for 2 hours. Face ye student. There's an attack that is saying a face ye. I don't want to mention that name. There's a name, but I don't want to mention the name so that you will not be afraid. But let's pray for all of them. The devil is saying that matriculation will not be possible. But I pray for that person. Receive your victory. Receive your victory. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That devil that is saying on that day of matriculation that there will be an accident. Receive victory over accident.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please, as they can, when it's for 1 hour or for 2 hours, let them be in church before the matriculation and pray, because there's a God that's giving them victory. That spiritual attack from your father's house, today it expires. Can you raise a hand up? Father, we thank you. Take that song.
Jesus,
where he reigns, no power of the enemy can have place in your life.
Jesus,
you are the King of Zion.
King of Zion.
Judah's
Lion. Judah's Lion.
For last time now, for last time. For 5 times, shout that victory. You don't understand it. Whatever was attacking you, oh, the Holy Spirit will say victory forever. You will shout that for 7 times. Let the lady of Father's house, let that covenant, let the devil know that the victory you have is not one day, but it is forever. Can we shout number one? Please raise your 2 hands up. We are going to shout victory forever. Shout number two.
Victory forever.
Shout number three.
Victory forever.
Shout number four. Shout number four. There's an altar that is speaking, and I'm hearing a voice saying, she belongs to us. She belongs to us. As we shout the next victory for the 6th time, it is a victory to say, I no longer belong to them. I have been changed. Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. As you shout victory the 6th time, there's going to be a change. And you are going to leave that coverage that is against your life. Can we shout victory number 6? Hey! Out! Go 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 out!
In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying.
Amen.
As you shout victory forever the last time, as you shout victory forever the last time, you are going to clear way for yourself. Whether you are in the altar, just ask God. Tell God, I clear the way. I'm seeing somebody inside a forest. It's as if you don't have a way to come out again. Oh, on Friday, our mama read. He said, Jesus, the good shepherd. He said, I am the door. As you shout victory forever for the last time, the God that said, I am the way, the truth and the life, that God is making a way for somebody.
Amen.
I don't know who that person is, but you are going to shout victory forever. If you can speak in tongues, you speak in tongues and clear way for yourself. God is making a way for you. Wherever prison they put your destiny, wherever destiny of prison they put your soul, as you shout victory, God is making a way for you. Shout victory number 7.
Victory forever.
We make a miracle worker. Light in the darkness.
Light in the darkness. My God.
That is who. Just wave to him. Just wave to him. Miracle worker.
Maker.
Sing for last time. He's a waymaker,
miracle walker. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Join my favorite, our mother, for this one on the altar and those standing. Whoever was in that forest, whoever was in that room that seemed there was no way, because you are the way maker, make a way for them in the name of Jesus. I pray over your life this hour. That attack expires now. Receive your victory over whatever attack it was. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son,
amen.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Can we shout amen?
Amen.
Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus as you go back to your seat. Father, we thank you, for you know you've made a way for this one. As they go back, that affliction, Bible says, affliction shall not happen the second time. You will not see it again. Because you've come to this altar, by the unction of the power on this altar, we decree your release. You are free in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.